Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to RPG from Scratch Design episode number 51. I'm your host, Josh LaForge, and with me today is Liam.
Yo!
Doug.
Hello.
And Max.
Hey, it's me again.
We got a lot of stuff to go over. A lot has happened in the past 2 weeks, and since we last recorded, so spoiler alert, that's how this works. I think I found a solution to the games wiki that's much better than asking anyone in the community to maintain it. And better than any option we ever had previously.
Is it the new notes app that you have?
It is.
Yay.
It is. I started using Obsidian, and I don't know if anybody needs to keep complex interconnected notes, but it's amazing. So Obsidian, it allows me to write documents that link to each other just like a wiki does. But in addition to that, it's all written in Markdown formatting. Obsidian has this thing called Obsidian Publish, where for $20 a month, you can publish a specific folder of your notes to be its own web page. It's interlinked with all the subpages and stuff like that. Really cool. But since it's Markdown, somebody just wrote a plugin that also does that. And we already have a Google account that we own a domain for that we can just use
Pump
that plugin, throw it on there, and everything that will be uploaded to there will actually be the design notes that we are editing in real time, our actual notes. They don't have to be transposed to a different format. Nobody has to copy and paste. These are the actual notes.
That is fucking baller.
And it's going to save an enormous amount of time. It's fantastic.
And be more accurate.
Yeah.
That's better and faster. Now we just need stronger.
Just need to keep a change log. So I've started that already. Very excited about that. I'm going to work on, I've been playing around with the CSS of...
Can we put jokes in the change log?
Of course.
Yay.
We can put whatever we want in the change log. It's ours.
Changed the length of Gus, the average Guff penis.
Oh, what is it currently? Let me check my notes.
Up or down?
Up. You know what? Let's go up.
Going up.
All right, buddy. It's going to be a problem for fraud intermarriages then. There's only so much room in that cloaca.
They make an attachment.
Good.
It's McGargles. USB to Firewire attachment.
McGargle would invent that.
He would.
Yeah. So I said, just stand further away.
All right. So first off, we need a name for the Physicians Guild that Max's next character is going to be a part of. I know we mentioned Sawbones Union. I think that's a little too referential to our current history. I would like something a little more, I don't know.
What's the weird?
The symbol is three eyes in a triangle, triangular configuration, and usually painted red, like Max said.
There was a weird pseudoscience cult in Europe that I need to look up on Google.
Okay.
For what purpose? To steal their name?
No, just because it's a good jumping off point.
Oh, okay.
Were they homeopaths or something?
No, they were literally men of science before science was a concept.
Theosophy?
No, I don't think so.
The Illuminati? I mean, you got three eyes.
The Hermetic Society.
Oh, yeah. That's there's a bunch of Hermetic orders.
Yeah.
Looking up medicine.
I think this society should have its own god, but it doesn't label itself as a religion. Okay. But it is a worship of the concept that they personify.
You're kind of just describing modern medicine, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Because they've got the caduceus staff.
Yeah.
That Hermes carried.
And yeah.
That whole other thing is Hermetic Society. It's named after Hermes.
Yeah. Let's see. Balm? Balm could be good. Like Balmers Union.
Mm-hmm. Apothecaries?
Pharmacon. Pharmacon sounds...
Pharmacon sounds dope.
What is the actual original usage?
It was shoving herbs up your anus for various uses.
Herbs? Men named Herbs.
People pay good money for that now.
It's a drug. A Pharmacon is a drug.
I'm down with Pharmacon.
I'm down with Pharmacon.
Pharmacon.
Their book.
Keep going to Pharmacon 2020, you guys.
Yeah. Like, their book could be the Pharmanonicon.
The Pharmanomicon Nom? Because Nom is name, right? Mm-hmm. So if you wanted the book of drug names, it would be the...
Pharmanomic?
It'd be Pharmaconomicon.
No. Pharmanomicon is... You could shorten the pharma.
But that's when Necronomicon is book of dead names, right?
Pharmaconomicon telethon.
It could be Nom-Pharmaconicon.
No. Just remove the con from the pharmacon.
Con! No. So we're calling them pharmas.
Pharmanomicon?
This doesn't need to be...
Big Pharma.
Big Pharma is the is
this
the
doesn't
the
need to be the Angels Angels.
The Bob Laws Law... Bob Laws Law Blog?
The Bob Laws Law Law Blog.
Bob Laws Law Blog. All right. Pharmacon, Society, Guild. Do you want to go?
I like Society.
I like Society.
Pharmacon Society? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again,
is this like
secret
worldwide?
Cult? Yeah.
Or just like for like
public cult?
Yeah.
There would be different.
Well, it would be, I think it would be a thing that
headquarters, not a.
Part of their worship is they have to give a certain amount of medical care for free as a sign of humility. Mm. They worship, again, they present themselves just as medical professionals, but part of their service as medical professionals is the active way they worship their God.
What if that's
healing
like,
people gets them points to go to heaven?
Their apprenticeship, like they go out and they help people and then they come to be like higher up in the society.
But they also need like a because they're one of the only sciences, right? So yeah. they need their own like peer review structure and like information sharing. So it's probably more that the being a member of the Pharmacon Society is understanding protocols of communication, right? About what's happening and like
there would be publications, there would be you would go to places to learn things from people who have
done
made,
my own research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have made progress in a certain thing. We're like, I figured out how to cure this disease. Come to this town to see it. Also, it's mostly I just hit him in the head with a hammer.
So they're
like,
also,
no.
So they're like equal parts like Red Cross and like Mayo Clinic and St. Jude's, like all this wrapped up.
Yeah, it's every major medical idea in the modern day wrapped up with a bow.
Just imagine
but
like
also,
a convention
again,
hall of rakes.
Creepy cult worship, because I think it needs an edge for... I think it needs an edge. I think you need to have something that could possibly be sinister given the right circumstances.
Yeah, do you think that's something that the public knows about or doesn't really know?
Doesn't know about. And more importantly, when you join it as a newbie, no, this is an upper echelon thing of like, cool, you made it to the real stuff.
So it's like being a Mormon and not knowing about like the teachings of Satan at the highest level. All right, I like that.
Plus, stick it right there. The three red eyes.
Yeah, I like the three red eyes of the Pharmacon Society. We got to have some cool. Let's do some cool shit with rituals. Let's put some rituals in there, huh?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, maybe they have actual in-game rituals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if Rake is like, listen, it's really easy. You're just gonna wash your hands, and everyone's like, but he's got like animal parts in the water and everything.
Yeah,
like, there's all ritual. Like, it's a good idea.
You have to make your own.
What's
soap.
Going in?
No,
there,
no. But I like the idea that like, what is it? And it's like, it's rendered fat.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? And he was like,
it just works.
It works. I tried a bunch of stuff. A bunch of it didn't work. Rendered fat.
You mean to tell me I put my hands in there and it just takes the dirt right off it?
Actually, that's probably one of the things he found out. He's like trying different stuff and then like rendered fat, some water. And he's like, my hands are the cleanest they've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah. Because when you're working, you don't really realize your hands are dirty until they get wet. And then it's just like, oh, shit.
Again, not even wet. Soap.
Yeah.
There had to be. There's a whole bunch of people who didn't know what soap was, and then soap showed up.
So maybe instead of submitting like a practice, you have to come up with a ritual that works, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to present it as a magical ritual. So like washing your hands, it'll be like a 12-step like ritual. You have to say the right words and then do the things, but it includes.
You have to
all
sing "Happy Birthday" while you do it. Make sure you do it long enough.
Yeah.
That's part of the ritual.
It's got some machine cult to it, but they're developing like they are the cult first, but they're developing the science second.
Mm. You sacrifice a citrus to your god and then squeeze the lemon into the water so you get that nice clean scent, you know?
What other things would they have rituals about? Probably disposal of the dead.
I was just going to say 100%. Yeah, when someone dies for sure.
That ritual could be very complex cuz like how they died is important. Yeah. Where you are is important.
We have other ones, so maybe
I feel like surgery would be like the holy.
Oh yeah.
Like brain surgery would be like.
I don't think anybody gets into brain surgery.
No one is doing brain surgery.
The Aztecs did brain surgery.
If you want to call it that, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Air quotes surgery.
No, I mean like they were able to fix. You know, they were sewing metal discs into heads. They were able to fill.
Sure.
Look.
So I'm saying
bone.
Metal plate in your head ain't brain surgery.
Yeah, structural improvements to the human form is not brain surgery. It's brain adjacent.
But I mean,
it's not exactly rocket science.
If you get slashed in, it is comparatively. You get bashed in the head, and someone is able to go in there and pick out the bone parts.
Sure.
And fix it for you.
Yeah.
That's relative rocket science.
I would say it's the rocket science of orthopedics.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying in this era,
it's knocking on the door of brain surgery.
Yeah, right. quite literally.
All right, but you're a king. You get knocked on the head, and you need to be fixed. You're calling the head of this order.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
So, but I'm saying that would be like the ultimate cutting edge.
Do they even think there are problems in the brain that, you know, it's like
100%?
But the kind where it's just like, we got to take that part out of you.
Any society, hole in the skull is bad.
Right.
I just think.
Except trepanation.
Yeah, I would even say they could probably understand the idea that like your brain is swelling and it's probably full of fluid. They'd be able to know that because you could drill a hole in it and then drain it of fluid. We're getting the demons out.
So burial, I would imagine they have specific rituals, but I imagine that they do not step in typically. Like I'd imagine it's like, oh,
medically important.
There's a plague. The Pharmacon Society is going to send their high priests.
Yeah.
And they're going to take care of burials. And I don't give a shit what the Mara...
Shouldn't refer to them as priests. They shouldn't present themselves as religious. They should present themselves... I think it should be the opposite. I think they should present themselves as strictly functional. They're like, this is a medical operation. Mm-hmm. And the deeper you get into it, they're like... No, there is a god of medicine. He shows up and does stuff for, like...
The top 40 are the peers, and everything has been peer-reviewed by the peers.
I like
peers.
That.
Yeah, the
like,
peers.
Like the council. Panel you have to
but
go
they,
before.
I like the idea that they're all called peer. Like, everyone, a vote of no from one of the peers counts similarly. Like, if you make it to that level...
Yeah.
Well, what if everyone is a peer? That's how they refer to each other. A peer of the Pharmacon Society.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can be a high peer. Again, I just like the idea that they're self-defeating in a lot of their situations.
Like, we're all equal, but some are more equal than others.
Okay. Exactly. You know, like if you're from a small state and have equal representation in Congress.
Or a small farm with animals.
Maybe governors. He's the governor.
What do you call
governor level 1, 2, 3?
What do you call the head of a hospital?
No, I don't like governor. I like peers. I like peers a lot.
What's the head of a hospital called?
A director.
Yeah.
Director.
I kind of like that director of the pharmacon. It's too modern academia.
Yeah, it's too modern.
A scholar?
Chancellor? Apothecary? No.
Scholics.
Again, chancellor sounds political. I don't think they should sound...
I was thinking as a chancellor.
I think they should
sound...
Oh, dean.
Dean?
Dean is not bad.
Dean's pretty cool.
Dean sounds academic.
Yeah, I'm down with deans. Provost?
Provost
I don't know what
a
provost does, but
if dean
I know
is,
the word.
If dean is almost too modern, you could say Dane.
Well, dean is ancient.
Was that too?
Chief, executive, head, leader, organizer, player, principal, producer, supervisor, boss, chair. Chair's good.
Chair is good.
Mm-hmm. I like chair.
Mm-hmm. I like chair.
So would there be different departments?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'd be the chair of that department?
Yeah, because it would be ridiculous, even at the level of medical knowledge that they have right now, knowing all of it would be impossible. There's sure. no yeah. fucking
so
way you can do it. You're like, no, I'm good with the butt. I'm chair of the butt.
There's chairs over
We've
them.
All got chairs of the butt right now.
Over them are the dean of that school.
So I feel like they would have to elect a dean every 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
And they don't have to pick among the chairs. They can pick among any peers.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the BOPA?
But I think to become a peer, you have to become, like that has to be a group.
Yeah, you have to be let in.
You have to be let in. Like, a bunch of peers have to go, like, we vouch for this. Like, it doesn't have to...
He's been reviewed.
Yeah, you know,
well,
he's unanimous.
He's apprenticed under so-and-so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this time, and then he was sent to this person to study, and then to this university to study, and we want to take him on as a peer.
And they developed this new thing. So...
And the number could be something like, you just need 10 peers to vouch for you, and then like, oh, he's a peer. Like, 10 is enough.
Oh, the peer moot.
The peer moot.
They all get together every 10 years for the peer moot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you want to be a saint, you have to perform so many miracles in order to be a peer. You have to like you have to have done all this stuff beforehand, but you also have to present a thing which is then peer reviewed. Like you, so if you wanted to like con your way into being a peer, you'd have to do like a stage magician level trick 10 times that is so convincing.
Let's make it 9 peers.
Yeah.
You'd have let's have the whole because we're using the 3 eyes, let's have it structured by multiples of threes.
I just feel like you would have to do more work than becoming a physician to trick your way into becoming the dean.
Sure. I'm not saying that that's like...
I just mean you would do way more work.
And I think being a charlatan would be the worst thing they could find out you are in this group would be like...
Like, it's okay to be wrong.
You can fuck up right.
There's no central body of knowledge for the Pharmacon Society to pull from.
But if you lie and you give incorrect information and you knowingly do that, that is... a heinous act because they're like, we all use this. You killed 7 people whose blood is not even on just your hands. The other people of the society who have used this technique who thought it would work, they just killed people.
Yeah. And you lost trust.
It's not just malpractice.
That's fucking up other people's relation with their God, even. Yeah. Like, because doing good works is how you reach enlightenment.
You've erased some of their points.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen John Adams' Paul Giamatti movie?
Yes.
The miniseries?
Yeah.
No. But I'm familiar.
There was a scene in there where they were getting the vaccine for smallpox with like this just terrible weird trident thing, just like jamming it in their arm. I think there would be a guy who's like, listen, I think I figured something out. And they're just like, that guy's fucking nuts. He's always stabbing people.
Yeah, I think we do. Right now, we're stuck to magic for diseases, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like there would be one guy who's like, this works.
Yeah. There is one guy who's like, Prod get this disease, and it's kind of annoying, but it's not that big of a deal for them. But if you, like, while they're sick, if you take a little bit of their blood and you give it to other people, there's this other worse disease, and if that happens, you can't get it. And you're like, how does that work? And he's like, I have no idea.
What made you, as in the peer review, what made you decide to give that person rod blood?
I was up on methamphetamines for 4 days straight because everyone I knew was dying around me because I'm a Harad.
I didn't wash my tools.
Yeah. He's like, I'm a Harad who was in the middle of a plague and I had this as a kid and I didn't get it. Cool. I'm going to find someone who had this other thing that just like cowpox.
Yeah, just like cowpox. Okay. All right, I like where that's going. We'll flesh that out a little bit more later, but we've got a solid base for the Pharmacon Society now that Rake Cleanhands, who you listeners will be introduced to soon, is a practicing peer. I want to get into talents. So right now in the rules, the way the talents work is that if you have a talent in something, it's connected to a specific attribute that you have, like strength, it could be carry or something like that. And it doesn't matter what other bonuses you get. If you are rolling to your talent, you roll twice and use the higher result.
Uh-huh.
My question is, do we need them anymore? Because people have been able to choose their own talents, there's been a lot of confusion about when they come into play,
how
what
talents
to pick.
And professions interact.
Correct. Now, and also because the way that we've changed professions, I think the pluses and minuses and stuff like that you get from professions apply into your racial bonuses for something. If you want to carry something, let's say you want to carry a friend out of a problem and it's going to take a certain strength score and your profession was firefighter, you absolutely add that to your strength roll in your ability to carry somebody out. Do we need the extra complication of talents on there? I don't think we do.
I don't think we do. And I also... I just love the looseness of how you can use professions and how spherical thinking is encouraged immensely in it. And also just being a basic bitch and being like, I was a thief is also fine. Mm-hmm. But you could do something weird like, what were you specifically? I was an actuary. I'm going to use it this way and this way. I'm going to do something interesting with it. Or you could do something more basic. And it allows for creative players to do a lot of fun and interesting stuff, and it allows for players a little more timorous to have something more straightforward.
Well, and you could also be encouraged in a way to improvise backstory in the middle of a scene where it's just like, well, I was a thief. Wouldn't I know how to do that? And they're like, well, wait a minute. Didn't you say that you were a getaway cart driver? You weren't exactly like a lock picker. And it's like, well, I did maybe apprentice under a guy who was a lock. Like,
I was around it enough that I know more than the average individual.
I'll give you a +1. Right. You don't get your full profession bonus.
How do you think I got into the cart?
So like for those who are doing the basic thing.
Slim Jim. Oh, a thin James.
Oh, God. you sort of, for people who are not really heavy into roleplay, you are kind of having them argue their way backwards into creating backstory and expanding their character.
I do like that.
I agree as well. And I was thinking, like, what if we replace it with a racial bonus of, like, Ashwin get +2 to sneak or something like that? And I was like, oh, no. Well, that's just so specific to each race. And I feel like that also is, like, background specific. So, oh, maybe we can introduce a background that gives you a bonus. I'm like, then what is profession? That's what profession is.
And if you have an 8-foot-tall Ashwin versus a 3-foot-tall Ashwin, why do they both get sneak?
Right.
Just because they're Ashwin.
Ashwin are, while a single species or a single race, physically they can, I think we allow for an enormous amount of variance.
Because you will count mechanically as a medium creature. Everything else doesn't matter. Go for it.
You're a fruit bat. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not. Or maybe a vampire bat. The idea, I always liked the idea that we were trying to get away from monolithic cultures. With each of these, you know.
And introducing tons of cultures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And monolithic physicality involved in that, too, where they would still see each other as very similar because that's what their frame of reference is. I think there's also a conversation we will eventually have where there's subversions of racial identity that's attached to some of the other larger ones. Where, like, in part of Gulf culture, there could be some Hrot who moved into a local area of one of them, and now they're just part of their society. You're like, what do? Well, these are the fire tenders. They tend this fire.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So we were trying to come up with a name for the people who deliver the mail, and we already did that in a brainstorming session that will eventually be released to the patrons for onboarding Doug's character into our next isolation campaign. And they are going to be the Order of the Word.
But I just want to say, I wasn't even here, and you guys brought up the postman.
Yeah.
Max, long before I met you, I brought the postman.
That chair casts a long shadow.
I feel like I was here in spirit.
Absolutely.
So Doug wrote a document about the Order of the Word, and I want to go over it with you guys to see if we can, if we like this, if we can add to it, just to really nail it down so it feels...
Before you start reading from it, I want to say that, like, I did
You're
going to
apologize
No, not apologize, but just say like, I just was like... Got hit with it in a moment and was like, let me write this down before I forget. Sure. I immediately shared it with you guys on the Discord. And the first comment was from Max, who was just like, hey, I wasn't there, but this is great. I love this, but it could use some stuff. I'm like, yes, that's why I shared it. You're supposed to contribute. Don't tell me it needs more. That's why you were reading it right now. But that's why we're here now. So.
Hell yeah.
I did read it.
All right.
I've been very busy.
Before we start, can you please forgive Max?
All right. I forgive you.
Sorry, Doug.
I know that's when we're sitting down here, we're gonna get it all, you know.
First reading it, I'm just like, they do this, and they would never tell a lie.
No.
I hate this character already. I don't know how to interact with someone who won't lie, won't sneak.
Oh, he would totally do, to get the, as long as it delivers the mail, they would sneak.
Yeah, I would lie to deliver do my mail. Job. Yeah, whatever, you know. But wait, I mean, this is all, I'm not married to any of it. It's all just like.
Yeah, let's bring it up. So first you said, like, similar to the Bushido code, they should have a code and they have tenets to live by. So right now what you've got is sincerity, responsibility, frugality, politeness, modesty, loyalty, harmony, tranquility, and compassion.
These are lifted from the Bushido code.
Yeah.
I didn't make these up. So
a few of these, I think we could probably get rid of frugality. to do not be greedy, because it's like they don't. Good luck
being greedy. Right, right. I'm going to propose also. I've been doing a lot of reading on Sikhs for just because why not? They have a list of five thieves as well. They have a list of virtues, mm-hmm. but they also have a list of five thieves, and they're things that they're not even considered vices. They're things that steal virtues from you, and I also mm-hmm. like that idea.
That's
and
cool.
The we'll way of framing that. It mm-hmm. that way is really. I like that idea. Like. These aren't on their own; they're not bad things, yeah. but they steal your virtue away from you. I'm like,
and some of these seem a little redundant because yeah. they repeat yeah. themselves. So you know,
so I think what I would the ones that I like the most here is responsibility.
I like that duty. Mm-hmm.
I like loyalty, but those can
fold in together.
Yeah, we could just call that
dedication or responsibility or your duty. You know,
duty. Pulling. I like duty.
Duty, yeah.
Or it's your honor. It's like because your honor's on the line. Not so much. Okay, no. whatever.
Duty.
I think that's. Honestly, the only one I think we need from this list.
Sure.
I would propose, what about something, accountability? Like the idea that you are always responsible. Like duty is one thing, but accountability of like...
Like the buck stops here.
The buck stops here, but also it does for everybody you interact with as well. Like you're going to hold... You deliver information and everybody will be held accountable eventually. Like it all comes back. Everything always comes back.
If you deliver it to a site and they don't pass it on and they're supposed to pass it on, it's not ratting on them to tell them
yeah.
to tell anyone. Because like,
hey, I dropped
that was,
it off.
You know? That was their, I did my responsibility. I did the thing yeah. I was supposed to do. This is the next line in the chain. They fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not,
I can draw the line.
It's the order of the word, not the ramshackle of the word.
Yeah. Right.
Like there's a way to do things and you fulfill your job. And if someone else doesn't do theirs, You're not. The shit doesn't roll that far downhill.
Exactly. I don't think it's the buck stops here. It's I will tell you where the buck stops.
Yeah. That is personal accountability. Yeah. The buck stops here, right? This is just.
I was just gonna say, can we make a team of killers called the Buck? Because when you fuck up the chain, the buck shows up.
No.
This is where we're stopping.
Yeah.
How about liability? Duty.
I like
liability.
That. Yes.
Liability.
Like not just for yourself. Duty takes care of that. It is like. They had better, or else everybody will hear about it. And then what's like a word for unity, but specific to your other brothers who are the order of the word?
Fraternity.
Fraternity.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
That's too familial. Like it's not.
Yeah. Well, I think we're in the right area here. Fealty?
Fealty's
a good one.
Fealty is about the people above you, isn't it?
I kind of like fellowship.
Fellowship's a good one.
Duty, liability, and fellowship.
Unity?
Unity is the first one, but that implies like you're united with
right.
anything,
are we,
right?
Are we skating on thin ice with fellowship?
Are we?
No, I like fellowship.
Okay.
I know it hits.
It's an order. Like it's a tenet. It's not the name of the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're talking about more of something more of like a pulling together, like because your duty is the job. Well, reliability is this.
Your supreme loyalty to other members of the order. Because
mm-hmm.
like, mm-hmm. you know, if one of them dies, you may have to make a 100-mile trek to go pick up their mail.
But wouldn't that fall under duty?
Yeah.
But you would do it.
But
no
you would,
what.
Yeah. You would also, I think part of, I mean, these have a lot of crossover. I think it is your duty. It is part of the liability because it would fall to you.
So what we're trying to figure out here is what is the thing that falls outside the line of duty that you are dedicated to. Like, it's not just the rule of the law where it's like, well, technically, he didn't make it. He died halfway through because his heart gave out. That's his liability, not my liability.
I think it is the understanding that you do it because if the same happens to you.
Yeah.
Like, if you die in the course of
they're
delivering,
coming to get you. Yeah.
Someone is coming.
Yeah.
I know someone is coming because if I was the other guy,
I feel like
he would come.
That falls under liability more than duty, right? But how about equality?
I like that.
No male is more important than any other piece of
mail. I like that. Okay. Net neutrality. Let's do it.
I kind of an idea.
Oh, how about neutrality instead of equality?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, neutrality, definitely.
Yeah, just duty, liability, neutrality.
I still think fellowship is important.
Fellowship is important.
Well, neutrality, also because you don't take sides in a conflict.
Yeah.
You know, like if there's a war going on, I'm not delivering.
I'm one, better not fucking deliver weapons. That falls under liability.
Oh, well, that's you. You got to check that.
You got to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're in charge of what you ship. And if you fuck up and we find out.
Yeah, the loader's in the
no
in,
more mail
the
to you.
Room, the shipping room takes care of that.
He was like, no more mail to you.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's an 8-foot wooden box that says melons. I'm
it says
sure
not
melons.
Spears. What about, yeah. Okay, how about this? Rather than fellowship, hospitality, you are required to help your fellow postman.
I was thinking about, I couldn't find a word for it. Maybe it's in the Bushido one or something, but the idea of, I can't think of the word, but I don't want to suggest that a tenant of, oh, if someone's in trouble, you're obligated to help, because that just deviates from your route, you know, from your thing. Mm-hmm. But the idea of, you know, if there's a problem at this thing, like, oh, so-and-so hasn't come back from delivering the thing, who's obligated to go investigate it and go make sure that the route is done? Like, mm-hmm. what does that fall under? I think that's kind of what we're talking about. Yeah.
What if the badge is sick? I was kind of thinking like Gene Seed. Like, you don't leave a space marine lying out on the battlefield because what's inside of them is so valuable and important.
And mm-hmm. I think it should be a compass.
Yeah, what if it's a magic item? I think it should.
I
don't
think I think it's the bag of mail. Yeah. That's what you don't leave.
But not everyone is a mail carrier.
Right. But if you have that badge,
like that's
I think the badge should be a functioning compass.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I was just going to say that if you had the official badge, symbol, whatever it is, mm-hmm. if that gets picked up by somebody and they start impersonating, then
that's a huge problem.
So, yeah. you know, you go to recover the body out of respect, obviously, for, you know, someone you want to do something same for you.
I don't even think that comes up a lot. I think the majority of those are returned. Like, someone finds them, and like people drop like people off bags of mail.
People who put a wallet in the mailbox, same thing.
They come across a body and they go to the nearest town and they're like, here's a bag of mail. Here's the badge.
Yeah. There you go.
I am no longer obligated. Like, I did my job.
While I'm here, can I please have my mail?
Yeah. It's like, the mail will continue to be delivered. Sure. Everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. Have compasses already existed in this?
Compasses are ancient. Yeah, I think the compass is fine. I feel like
if we have any sort of ocean going.
Yeah, feel like that's the thing for the actual like people who provide transport more than it is people who transport, right? Yeah. Like,
because you could be working for the Order and just work several city blocks, and you don't really need a compass.
Mm-hmm. I want the
functionality to something.
The badge to be functional, mm-hmm. so that it was not originally a badge; it was a functional thing, and then
it's the symbol. It is.
It became the symbol because it's what they always had on them.
A letter opener.
Ooh, I like it.
iPod shuffle.
If it's like
a letter,
it's perfect.
I want a letter opener and a pen. It's a double sided object.
So it's a shitty thing. It's a shitty version of both things.
Yes.
Yeah. how about a letter opener
that functions as a dagger, but you use it to open shit.
Yeah,
because the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah, because like a dagger, you know, is of a certain size and it's cut a certain way. A letter opener is a little bit more symmetrical.
It's also generally blunt.
Yeah, but the idea
is this one doesn't have to be.
This is a tool that also in a pinch, you know.
It's usually, I think it's also usually single, even the ones that are sharp, they're single-sided sharp.
But I think maybe the dagger is something they use all the time for skinning and for everything. Right.
Survival.
Like if it's like a dagger, you know, the dagger's only like, what, let's just say, what, 5 inches, maybe even smaller. But the idea that it's folded like a samurai sword so many times,
or just
like it's meant to last.
Very high quality, made from something very specific that the first members carried.
The folding thing is about how bad iron in Japan is.
Well, whatever. However, just the idea that this
it would look unique,
and it's made with precision, and it is a very good tool.
If anything, I'd want it to be.
Did you guys just hear the million weeaboos cry?
I know. I'd want it to be. If anything, I'd want it to be like a fun nickel alloy and look like Damascus steel.
That just looks cool. Like the idea that these are all well crafted. Like, they're small, so it doesn't take up a lot.
They wear it as a neck knife.
Yeah.
So it's a symbol. The actual sheath has the symbol of the Order on it.
There you go.
It's like a puko knife.
And I also like it because it's something that when you travel, you tuck it.
Yeah.
And then when someone gives you guff, you're like, are you the kind of person who cares? Yeah. And they're like, we care. And he's like, good, good. And they're like, we don't care. And he's like, shame.
Shame. He's loading up.
He pulls it out of his neck, but it just keeps going. It just becomes a long sword.
There's a...
Like this one.
I saw...
And that's almost even more symbolic, you know, than it is...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, it's functional for when you're... As a tool for when you're opening mail or opening packages and whatnot, but that wouldn't be your first go-to weapon.
No.
You know?
No.
But you do draw it, like, because you know...
because the symbol.
Yeah.
The
like,
nuke
to the use
waiting behind
to
you.
Use a letter opener in combat
that's
means
like, that's like your that's
something
like your,
has gone wrong.
It's your holdout pistol, right?
Yeah.
It's the one where you're like, oh shit, they got my bow, they got my whatever. I'm out of spells, whatever it is, and the fuck. What do we call the raccoon people?
Power.
The power king is straddling my body, ready to like drop a hammer on my head with a helmet splitter.
The power would never interfere with the male.
Whoever, your villain of choice.
They don't know what the male is, but they know what the concept of the male is. Right. They're like, no, we don't mess with.
So
that.
A guff is straddling, you know, your chest and ready to do a helmet splitter on you, but you still got your necklace on and it's got that. That's your last, you know.
I would like this to be a functioning weapon. Like this is a good dagger.
Yes,
it is just. The design of it is symbolic.
Mm-hmm. It's symbolic of what stands behind you and why you shouldn't fuck with the person holding one.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the jite that the sheriffs in Japan held.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the sword breaker is the symbol, right?
The dudes who used to ride on medieval battlefields with just like a big stick because that meant they were in fucking charge. But I feel like the Order of the Word guys would just leave shit out for the POW as they went along, right?
Yeah,
could. That would probably realize like
the power would love them.
We travel a lot. We know that to travel through their territory, making an offering at the beginning of their territory, which they clearly mark, and we know we have safe passage to there. And if anyone actually fucks with us on their territory, they're like, no.
They're frequent customers.
Yeah. They leave us berries every time they come through. They leave us a pie. Mm-hmm. They're our friends.
So the next thing we have is different mini factions or branches, and these are like different functioning
sections.
Well, administratives.
Yeah, administratives.
Like you've got.
I have opinions on this.
Cartographers, surveyors, scouts, express, which we said, Brookie.
I like express, where something is like this: you are in charge of this package and this package alone. It's very far away, one destination.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that the express people can commandeer.
Mm-hmm. Anything,
and the people like the people paying for the express will compensate whoever was commandeered.
Yes,
and anytime something's commandeered, the member of the Order of the Word will write them a note.
Yeah,
take this to your local office.
Yeah, and you'll be compensated,
and it will travel up. Like they will compensate you immediately, and it will travel up the grapevine.
Ma'am, I need to borrow your brookie.
And if they don't, and then if the guy who paid for it doesn't compensate it, you're like. Cool. Prepare to never get your mail ever again.
Right.
Well, I think it goes right up. If they need to, well, I think the person who paid for it, who paid for the express, has basically given them a large amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's
and then the order,
insurance.
Yeah, and then the order pays.
Yeah.
For the effort it took to get it there.
Can that knife thing also be a stamp so they could stamp the check, whatever they write?
Oh, you mean like the
like a seal?
Yeah.
On the pommel. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I like that.
Doesn't need to be big. Just
No. Yeah.
This is just like a multi-purpose tool that only an Order of the Word person would need, but they need it.
So they need to carry sealing wax with them.
Ink
stamp.
I think
ink.
Because ink you can make on the way.
Yeah, and it's going to be specific to each carrier on the bottom.
Yeah.
The knives are mass produced. The pommel is
pommel,
specific.
Yes. Yeah, so that you know who signed off on it when it happened. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And then the history of the blades, because
you would inherit. Yeah.
You now become post carrier 473, and everyone's like,
"Ooh,
a lot of background history with that one." You know,
what do we call a member of the order?
Officer.
I think carrier. I like carrier.
Well officers were the higher ones. The carrier could be.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we say that like what do we say that everybody who
we
apprentices
officer,
gets off becomes an officer of the word?
Because then they could deputize anyone.
Yeah.
They officiate as well with their stamp, right?
Yeah. So any Order of the Word person is an officer, and they can deputize deputies as they need.
And they could be carriers, you know?
Yeah.
They're not, like, official, you know?
And it's your choice. Like, if you bring in the mailbag, like, that's what you guys said, right? You bring in the mailbag, you set it down. That guy died, I brought it in. They're like, you want to do it?
Yeah.
You know?
And most people will go, no.
No, thank you.
Very well.
But a weird amount of people are like...
How much?
No. They just look at... They probably just look at the letter opener and go, yes. Because this now feels important.
It's a million times better than where I came from.
Oh, you know, it'd be a great little mini adventure if you're all working for the Order of the Word, and then like, oh, some outpost calls you in, like, listen, we had a carrier die. Someone turned in the body, and they turned in the whatever. We sent them out on a long mission, but we have reason to believe that the current carrier actually killed the old carrier, and now they're out there. Like you gotta go find it. It's like
serial killer as the order, a member of the an officer of the order.
Yeah, fuck. It's like stab wounds and I'm sorry. So go ahead.
It's great.
Yeah, and there could be good moments where, like, a newly officiated officer is like, oh, so-and-so ran this route for 80 years since he was 10 years old, and now he's dead. So you've got to go out to this area of a culture you've never been in, and you're going to be their local officer.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are all games. It's all great.
Sounds like Midnight Mass.
They have a relationship with that guy, everything. It's like, ooh.
Okay, I like that. The rest is all like administrative stuff. I don't really think... Do we want to get into...
I
don't want the specifics. I just want the idea that it's a mostly decentralized system.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I was actually thinking about most was...
So you'll hold two titles, like you're an officer of such and such, but you still have a route, but specific problems come your way?
Yeah, but I don't think it should be so blanketly hierarchical. It isn't a pyramid. Mm-hmm. There should be a...
It's a web.
There should be a high officer, but... and the idea I was actually thinking was, like, they should be abbots. That there's a high abbot...
Hey, abbot!
Yeah. There's a high abbot who runs one of the central hubs in Akinosh. It shouldn't be in Akinosh City. It should be in the...
Sure,
whatever. Merchant capital, which would probably not be their political capital.
Population density probably has a lot to do with it, you know.
I almost think that...
But there'd always be a hub, and at the hub would be an abbot, and the abbot would be the one required to do certain ceremonies or certain promotions. But you wouldn't have to go all the way up the fucking ladder, because that would not make sense.
Well, I think something like an abbot, we need to take away the idea that they might have an office, because we wouldn't want the city leaders approaching the abbot about problems. They're like, no, everyone's an officer... You talk to that officer, and we have internal communications with each other.
I thought you would still need a sorting and distribution center.
Sure,
the abbot would run that. You can't talk to the abbot because the abbot should be 100 billion years old.
Yeah.
The way you become an abbot is you retire from being a carrier.
It's hard to walk.
And when you retire from being a carrier, you're a terrible badass because you were a carrier for decades. And you're probably not in great shape.
You've been institutionalized. You probably don't have a family. So, where else are you going to go?
And the idea that
you're
like,
a monk.
A local leader would be like, bring me the abbot. It's like old man shows up. It's like, what the fuck
do you want?
Like, why do you want to talk? You could have talked to anyone.
Yeah. No, I need you to do this for me. And he would be like,
I don't do favors. I got nothing to lose, bud.
Come to the office. Get in line. Take a number. Get in line.
Yeah.
And if not, get fucked.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Kill me?
The office. Air quotes office is just a room with a desk. There's nothing fancy.
It's
in
just
it.
A place for him or her to sit down.
And just go, fuck, I'm so fucking tired.
And then just a warehouse in the back
where
everyone's just sorting stuff, going like, this has to fucking go here. All right.
He's just the god emperor, in a chair.
The most difficult part of his day is when a piece of mail comes in and someone's like, I've never heard of this village. Let's ask this guy, have you heard of this village? He goes, I fucking know that place. It got washed away in a landslide.
All right, send it to this guy, see if it's still there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, would they have a map that they're working on for 100 years? Giant map.
Doing it from memory.
Yeah, so that's what the abbot's doing. The abbot's there because he remembers this portion of the world.
But shit changes all the time.
I would imagine that they have two maps. They've got the map that they received and the map that they're updating. And then they make the maps match and they send one back to a central area where they'll be copied and shipped out to new...
To the high abbot.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's a master, map against a giant wall.
The one thing we are all saying is that this isn't a hierarchy like a religious order.
No.
There's no whatever. It's like a federation. It's almost like a group's coming together with no one person, you know.
Also, though, do want to point this out, because I do want to do this later. There should be a central hub. It should be in Akinosh. It should be in a merchant center. And they should, more importantly, have a division of dead letters. And that could be its own fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So are we thinking? So there's no one person in charge. There's no.
No, there's a high abbot, but he's not.
Yeah,
he's not the fucking pope.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just the guy who runs the biggest center.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you're not actually. You can't tell another person, another abbot, what to do. You just It's like mayor of New York versus mayor of Orlando. It's well, you're both mayors. You just happen to have a bigger city. You know.
But they would have. The dead letter center of this place doesn't exist.
Yeah.
We can't open it.
We can't.
That would feel wrong.
Yeah.
I was going to say
we can't destroy it either, because that feels wrong.
There's so many adventure seeds in that.
Where it's
like,
oh, exactly.
Could like, you imagine if like all these letters started showing up? They're all dead letters addressed to a place that does not exist.
More importantly,
and they know it doesn't.
But not to mention, like, they would have to have specific rules for dead letters of like historians can access them, but they need to follow procedure
after like 50 years or some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
but or even great, there's a whole town that's not supposed to exist, and then finally someone shows up and goes,
"Where's our mail?"
No, hi.
Oh my God! Not only do all these people exist, Charlie, you've all been asking for their mail.
It's all they're talking about. But or more importantly, there's been mail sent to a specific person for like 700 years, and there's just a stack, and then finally they walk in and
it's
like
Santa Claus,
"Hi." Yeah. I'm this person. I would like all my mail, please. I've been on sabbatical. You're like, no. Who the fuck are? What the fuck
and
are you?
And that leads into the next thing.
This is turning into the beginning of Back to the Future.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, this guy's like, I gotta know who you are.
We've got a bet going. I'm from Western Union.
Yeah. But my thing is, what if a party wakes up after like 20 years and they have to go into the dead mail room to find out why
what happened
they
to their employer? Yeah.
Why they disappeared 20 years ago.
That's some
like
shit.
All that mail. They would have to break in.
But
no, you wouldn't. I'm pretty sure you'd be able to go like, no, I would saying, like my mail, please. And they'd be like, prove it. Prove it to you. Oh, it's you. Okay. Here.
What if your adventuring party was to break into like the processing room of the Order of
Oh,
the
no, Red. You don't take that job.
Even the Guilfords wouldn't do
if
that.
If you take that job. Yeah.
You've like, never played in a party that would take that job.
Also,
no, I'm just saying.
I do want to do a whole design.
Talking about
a goblin campaign. That's
a, I do want to do a whole design episode on the Guilford Insurance Group. I think we should cannibalize that.
Should we stop making a game and just meet every week to make like a fantasy government institution? I'm down with that.
All right, what were we saying, Doug?
That leads up to one of the final ones is group of inspectors who have to deal with these problems. When problems do come up, it's like, oh, we've been collecting these letters for, 300 years. Now this guy shows up. How do we validate this? Well, regular officers aren't going to just,
I feel like they would have to, because their organization's so specific, like an inspector of the word would just be somebody whose job it is to investigate things, but they're not like a full magistrate or anything. They would have to
coordinate with law enforcement.
Yeah, they'd have to get that to be like, hey, can you please look up this information? Where if we think there's something, foul play or whatever going on.
If anything, like a private detective that's always on that works purely for them, like.
They would hire.
I don't think so. I think there's a great example of this. Insurance companies in the 40s and 30s had on the books dedicated investigators.
Yeah. They still do.
All of the time.
Yeah.
And that's just what you are.
Or like the modern day postal service. They have postal inspectors. It's their job. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I like that. But the investigators are hired because of they are investigators.
Sure.
Already,
sure, sure,
right?
Sure.
So okay.
Yeah. And you may not have the power to go into a random village and arrest somebody.
Well,
no.
They also all they do is coordinate an investigation.
Yes.
Right? Because they have to hire a private investigator, they have to coordinate with the police, they have to do all this stuff. And they'll have investigators on payroll.
Yeah,
like
they're the connective tissue to the order, which can provide resources, but they don't I can't imagine a scenario where they're asked to go in and take down a fucking drug
ring
or something.
That's not what they do.
But
they in fact they would do the same thing that they do for every impeachment of the Postal Service, and they're like, cool. Your community has to sort this out, or you're going to stop getting the mail.
Someone, some carrier was murdered. Investigator shows up, talks to law enforcement, says, "Tell me what happened." Oh, it did happen. You better bring us some fucking answers, or at least find the
or cooperate.
Yeah, or cooperate. Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
The mail stops.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
We just stop showing up.
Yeah.
But what about the Order of the Whisper? Like, if your mail carrier goes into town. And like the town magistrate like hangs them like we don't need that.
Oh, I do like.
I
do like.
Oh, no, I think the inspector is like okay.
I would
well,
like the.
We need
I
to hire like, some other people.
I would like the investigators to specifically be called whispers. Because there's the order of the word. Mm-hmm. They are the whispers.
Because those things they do investigate things that are trying to go under the. You thought you pulled a fast one, did you?
They're also probably not trying to ruin whatever political machinations are going on. No. They're like,
something broke
here.
Just fix it.
Leave the post office the fuck alone. Like, we didn't mean to kill him. Like, cool. Gotta do something about it. Someone's gotta take the fall for this.
There's still a missing thing.
Didn't someone do that before, though? I think, Catholic Church in the 30s in Germany?
Yeah.
Something like that.
What was it? That's hard to tell. All right.
Was it a lot of people in the 30s? I think it was a lot of people in the 30s.
But specifically an international organization that was like, do whatever you want, just leave us alone.
Oh, you're talking about Hollywood. Got it.
So I kind of want to look at the challenge and similar abilities in our system.
All right.
Which I think challenge is the main one right now. But right now it says you're a core champion, you challenge somebody, you let all enemies know who among them is next to die. And the effect is you apply a bane to a specific enemy, and your attacks and damaging effects deal 1 point of additional damage to the challenge creature. This damage increases by one for each round that passes. I feel like it should change to your attacks and damaging effects deal one plus your level and increase by one.
Per round?
Yeah. So you're...
It's so big.
Well, it's only by one, right? And it's against one creature. So you would say I'm gonna hit him with an opportunity attack and I'm level 3, so I'm gonna deal 4 extra damage to that creature because it's that specific one is my challenged creature.
Yes.
If you change the subject of the challenge, you lose. It resets. So
unless they die, right?
We took that away because it was too crazy.
Yeah, because it can only possibly stack to the most amount of turns that a thing exists.
Yes.
In combat. All right. Okay. All right.
So if you're level 5, you're going to deal 6 damage. Yeah. Next round 7. Next round 8.
Yes.
But it's only for the number of rounds, and
only on that one.
Yeah.
And if you don't interrupt attacking that creature.
Still going to bring this up. That's really effective against boss creatures.
Yes.
It's very good against that, and I don't think many of the other paths get things that do that. Like a lot of their utilities, if it's a single creature, a lot of their utilities and extra bonus stuff becomes not useless, but less effective. And Champion already does the most single target damage of any path by a country mile.
With one exception, death. Death has rolling bonuses that are they're like the champion of casters, basically.
Yeah,
well,
but they still don't have helmets. Players.
But this no, but I think it might balance out because if you're going to do challenge, you're basically announcing to the rest of the table, I may not be there to help you for the next couple rounds because it's more important. You're making the decision to take this down, or someone sticks you on them.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go off the handle and just challenge this thing, whatever, you might either be hurt. You could be doing more harm to your party than helping them. So,
but I think there's a balance. Yeah, I do like that because then that's also a clear signal to the rest of the table where your priorities are.
Right.
And that's very useful. It's just we're buffing champion again for damage. I really do think pure damage champion is really, really good.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying I want people to give a shit about this ability. Yeah.
And that there
they should.
Okay. And that there is a drawback if you decide to use it. Because if you're like, all right, you know what, I'm going after the head cult member, and then after he gets certain number of hits, suddenly the other subordinate cultists come out of the woodwork. Do you break off the attack and help your friends who are getting surrounded really quickly because they're all just wizards and casters and shit, or do you stay focused on the main bad guy and have them deal with it? Because choices will have to be made. You know,
how about we remove the plus one at the beginning, so it's just your level, and then for each consecutive round you get one extra.
Yeah.
So that way, if you're level 0, you're going to have to plan to get the bonus next round. But as you level up, it becomes better and better. But
linearly. I do like that because I like any core ability to scale with you.
Okay. Mm.
Especially stuff that's more passive.
Yeah, so if you're level 0, you can throw on nothing. But if you're level 1, you're starting with that extra one and then so on and so on. And that makes it easier
also
to understand.
One damage at level 0 is pretty good, and if it increases by 1, even if it's only 3 turns, that 4 damage bonus, when you're doing 10 and 12 damage at a time, and you're all only doing that, I know it scales to a level that other especially caster classes, do catch up, but that just initial bonus is rough.
Yeah, but those are both step 1 champion. This is 4. Core champion.
True.
Okay, well, I think that's great. I'm going to make a list of additional abilities that are similar to Challenge, and we can use that formatting for them. That wraps it up for tonight. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, you can find us on patreon.com/RPGFromScratch. On Twitter, we are @HomebrewHombres, and on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS. And until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.